A caterpillar meets the little brown bear. There was something small and strange crawling in the grass that made the little brown bear really curious, because he had never seen such a creature before. "Who are you?" asked the little bear. He watched suspiciously as this long, worm-like body covered in soft hair and spines with three pairs of legs crawling slowly across the meadow floor and stopped in front of his little feet. The little bear was amazed and giggled. "This looks like an ugly earthworm, or maybe a hedgehog with spiky fur." He watched as the strange earthworm reared itself up on the stem of a clover flower. It grasped it with its short legs before crawling up. Once at the top, it opened its mouth wide as if it were about to yawn, then bit right into the middle of the clover blossom, chewed, swallowed, bit into it again. Again, it chewed and swallowed until nothing remained. But it still wasn't satisfied. It turned and then hungrily clambered toward the other clover leaves growing around the blossom and ate until everything around it was gone. "And now?" asked the little bear, curiously watching the stranger. "You're surely going to fall off the bare stem, because now you're full of food."
Not at all,"
the earthworm replied kindly, then opened its mouth again, sank its jaws into the stem, chewed and swallowed. He pecked and chewed again and again until even the flower stem was gone. And then the earthworm set himself on the ground again. "Now you're finally full," the little bear said. "Not at all," the earthworm replied. Then he set off on the arduous journey to the next plant, which he also devoured to pieces. On he went to the next and the next, and on and on. The little bear was amazed. He really wanted to know how many flowers this strange fellow could eat. So he lay on his stomach in the grass and watched this little fellow eat. It looked like this little worm fellow never seemed to get full. "Why do you eat so much?" the little bear asked.
"Because I want to be beautiful," the worm answered. "And someday I will be very beautiful. See, I'm a caterpillar after all."
The little bear could curl up with laughter. "You'll never be beautiful. Besides, eating so much will only make you fat."
"No, you just wait and see," the caterpillar thing giggled. "One day, you'll be amazed."
And when is one day?" asked the little bear. The caterpillar bit into a daisy flower head, chewed, and said, "When the moon has lost its face 10 times, we'll meet here again. But don't bother me any longer. I'm still very hungry, and I need to eat. Besides, I have to shed my skin a few more times and grow a new one until I can transform into a different animal. And I also have to go into hibernation. And next spring, you will see. Then I'll be the most beautiful of all butterflies.